As we know, today is the day we gather and recognize and commemorate the brave men and women in law enforcement who have made the ultimate sacrifice in service of their communities. These individuals gave everything, putting their lives on the line to protect and uphold the safety and well-being of others. While we owe these selfless professionals our deepest gratitudes, we must also acknowledge a difficult truth. A law enforcement officer should not have to lose their life to be appreciated. Their contributions, dedication, and sacrifices deserve recognition every single day, not just in the aftermath of tragedy. In the course of their duties, officers take on far more than the traditional responsibilities of policing. They serve as social workers, mental health responders, crisis negotiators, counselors, and more. They often engage with people at their lowest points, stepping into emotionally charged and sometimes dangerous situations. They do so with professionalism and compassion. The toll this work takes, both physically and emotionally, is profound. The constant exposure to trauma, the demands of shift work, the time spent away from loved ones, these are sacrifices that don't always make headlines, but they are real and they are lasting. So on this day, we honor those who gave their lives, but let us also commit to recognizing and supporting those who continue to serve. Let us not wait for loss to express appreciation. Let's stand together as a community with our officers, not only in memorial, but in everyday gratitude, unwavering support. And to you law enforcement officers out there, retired and active, thank you for answering the call for public safety and upholding the rule of law. Your work and endeavors are what bind, or an integral part of what binds our society together. And for that, you have my heartfelt and sincere gratitude and thanks. I'd also like you guys to all, or you men and women, to stay safe. Take care of yourselves, please, and look out for one another. Thank you.